The title of today's talk is Twinkle, Twinkle. Years ago, a couple of ladies in London, well, actually in England, Jane and Anne Taylor, in the very early 1800s, wrote a series of little poems for children. And Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star was one of the most popular. And you don't remember one more phrase other than Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. There are a few more phrases to that, but that's the only one anybody can remember. And it's the one that little children get to hear over and over again, and it's easy to remember because it rhymes and it's sweet. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Little children haven't got a foggy idea what a star is, other than you go out at night and you point to it in the sky. And you say, that's a star. And as the child grows and learns more things, he thinks he's learning more things. You think you're learning more things. And then you hit a wall, because what you think you're learning doesn't mean diddle. We do not have the mental capacity to understand God. Period. How can an individual comprehend the creator of everything? And what is everything? We haven't got a clue. We're twinkling, twinkling, little starring, and thinking we're seeing the universe or universes beyond universes. No, no, no. We don't comprehend how Creator can create everything. But that doesn't stop us from being cocky. There was a movie that came out in 1940, the year I was born, and the year we were kind of dragged towards being in World War II. So it was kind of an interesting timing that Walt Disney brought out the film of The Sorcerer's Apprentice. The problem is with magic and sorcery is that it is hidden power. There is hidden power. And amateurs begin to think they know something if they know a very little, tiny, teeny, teeny bit. We go through a day kind of smugly, thinking we know what we're doing. However, however, what happens when we default to a hidden power inside of us that wants more power? More power than is good for us. More power than is appropriate for our level of understanding and learning. And like the Sorcerer's Apprentice in the movie, Mickey Mouse, he made quite a mess when the sorcerer was out one day and he decided to play with the magic wand. He made a mess that needed to be cleaned up. He needed to clean it up. And guess what? We make all kinds of karmic messes that we are here cleaning up. We don't know it, but that's the facts. Because instead of humility and remembrance of the real magician, the real creator, we think we are creating. Cocky. Little cockies running around. And we have a new neighbor who likes to crow a lot. He runs around in his pen and he crows. Cock-a-doodle-doo! He's a little cocky. I like that because it's a reminder of not to be cocky. And I've said this before, but I used to fly to Spain. And we stayed at the Ritz Hotel, which was right across from the Royal Palace, the town square in Madrid. And in the morning, I kept waking up and hearing a rooster crow, two or three, actually. And I couldn't figure it out because we were on the back side of the Ritz Hotel and I was up several stories, a few stories. And I finally, about 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, when my rooster friend used to wax eloquently, excuse me, I finally figured out that across the street from the back of the Ritz Hotel was a monastery. And they raised chickens for their eggs, of course, probably on their meat when they got through laying eggs. And it used to just tickle me that you could be in the Ritz Hotel and be listening to a rooster crow. It would just tickle me. Because people pay a good sum of money to stay at the Ritz Hotel sometimes. And for them to think that they're next to a rooster, what kind of take a little wind out of their over-exaggerated balloon of specialness. Yes. Now, the trick is this. We are in the Creator, because all of creation was created by the Creator. And hence, the Creator power is in us. Now here's where the difficulty arises. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. When we think we know something, but we don't remember we don't know much, and what we do know is subject to, let's say, alteration by facts. I mean, we see the biggest stage of this impossible arrogance among these multimillionaires and billionaires who prance around and dance around thinking they're something special. And they're clueless that they're clueless, because they want so badly to be appreciated for their power. Strangely enough, at any moment, some other power can pull the plug. Only takes a little heart attack. A wonderful case of cancer, okay, you know. But until that humiliating event takes place, they think they're kind of special. Let's see here. How special. Once I said to God, "How do you teach us?" And he replied, "If you were playing chess with someone who had infinite power and infinite knowledge and wanted to make you a master of the game, where would all the chess pieces be at every moment?" Think clearly here. "Indeed, not only where he wanted them, but where all were best for your development." And that is every situation of one's life. Oh, dear. Development. Once I said to God, "How do you teach us?" He replied, "If you were playing chess with someone who had infinite power and infinite knowledge and wanted to make you a master of the game, where would all the chess pieces be at every moment?" Indeed, not only where he wanted them, but where all were best for your development. And that is every situation of one's life. I think that puts it pretty plainly. Arrogance. We wouldn't know about arrogance, would we? The weight of arrogance is such that no bird can fly carrying it. And the man who feels superior to others, that man cannot dance. The real dance, when the soul takes God into its arms, and you both fall upon your knees in gratitude, a blessed gratitude for life. What is grace? I asked God. And he said, all that happens. Then he added, when I looked perplexed, could not lovers say that every moment in their beloved's arms was grace? Existence in my arms, though I well understand how one can turn away from me until the heart has wisdom. Well, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Everything should be teaching us humility. Literally everything. That we breathe, that we see, that we walk, that life goes on, that somehow or other eating spinach, a little spinach leaf, gives us energy. Now, how does a little spinach leaf do that? Twinkle, twinkle. It's worthy of contemplation that because we're in Creator, and Creator is in us, that Creator gives us room to experiment. But as the Sorcerer's Apprentice, as in Mickey Mouse, who thought he could take the wand and use it without understanding the rules, without understanding where the other chessmen are on the board, they can checkmate you and take your pawns away, and then your knights away, and then your castles away, and then the queen away, and then checkmate us. Learning would be continually an exercise in humility. Trying without understanding is kind of foolhardy. I want to do it myself. I understand. You don't understand. You just are pretending within a field of karmic nonsense to think you understand. If you understood that you were in Creator, and Creator was in you, and Creator was giving you some freedom to exercise creativity, the first sign of maturity would be to know you create nothing without Creator. And that if you want to know the rules, you get real close to Creator. Real, real humble. Because magic isn't obvious. Magic is hidden. It's a hidden power that your brain is clueless to. Your ego doesn't understand because it's the great pretender to the throne of God. Oh, my goodness. What troubles we have seen. So, twinkle, twinkle, little star, twinkle, twinkle. If you look at the stars, and you look at all of the depth in a starry night, it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. But the minute we forget how awesome creation is, and we have no clue that Creator is more awesome than the creation, we don't think to apprentice properly to the Creator. And parents, unfortunately, are bereaved enough that they don't teach it properly because they're still playing apprentice. But that's part of the game. Every piece and every move are exactly where God has put them for your best learning experience. How could that be? You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know with your ego. You'll never know with your mind. You could merge into the energy, but you won't understand until you transcend and cease to exist into God. So, when you look at the stars at night, the sky, when you think of this whole creation being in God, everything, and that you pick a little piece of spinach, hoping to be nourished by it. Little leaf, little startup leaf. Oh, you can grab a handful of them and think you're really doing yourself a favor. But what is the real favor? What is the real favor? Is in recognizing that you either ruin the power of the little spinach, or you celebrate the soul of the spinach and thank it and thank God and put twinkle, twinkle in the spinach. And that twinkle, twinkle in the spinach is something that God will allow you to witness when you're humble. He'll let you understand how everything would twinkle if you let it, if you loved it enough, if you loved his creation enough, if you got out of your high horse and loved the Creator and the creation. Simple, simple. Now let's take twinkle, twinkle down to your kind of level of capacity. Every atom, every subatomic particle, every molecule, every amoeba, every cell, every system in your body would twinkle if you respected the soul in each aspect of it. And that God would allow you to do. To be grateful to every molecule, every amoeba, every cell, every organism, every blood platelet, every drop of water in your body. And gave it its just attention, gave it the beauty of your oneness. Ah. And now that's a good place to start. You might move a chess person around the board of twinkle, twinkle. Everything in your body could be twinkling with love. Twinkle, twinkle. And think of how much more gentle the relationship we'd all have with each other if we appreciated that they're all like little amoebas in God that are waiting to be recognized as beautiful, full of Creator's love, and therefore purpose, rather than a problem. Oh yes, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. So, twinkle your carpet. Twinkle your flowers, twinkle your countertops, twinkle all your food. Twinkle, twinkle. And sit and really understand that within your body and around your body, are billions and billions of twinkling cells. There to share the love. There to share the love. They're in you and you're in God. Let me see. I'll say grace and thank you, God, but do I understand that He's allowing me the right, the learning experience that I have a universe in me that is waiting to be blessed and loved and brought into its highest potential. Transcendency. To bless every molecule, every atom, every subatomic particle in our bodies. They're just waiting around. You know, they get a rap deal. I mean, it's really a shame that we don't take the focus time to bless every cell in our body, because they have a life. If, let's say, a COVID virus comes into our body, it has a job to do. It has a job to do. We may not like the job, but it has the job. But it's going to have a limited life if we keep throwing antibiotics at it and things like that, because we're trying to kill it. But what if we can transmute it? What if we can transmute it by love? Every cell in our body that's under pressure and is not at its optimum, hasn't reached its optimum capacity for transcendence, there's a reason for it. We haven't given it, maybe, its just due. all those little amoebas running around in your guts, all through your body, little guys, they've got jobs to do. And when they're out of sorts, so are we. And if we bless them so they can come back into a more optimum alignment to their higher purpose, then that's what transmutation is about. Transmutating your body. That's the purpose of meditation and smiling and joy and gratitude and witnessing a blessing to every little particle in your body, bringing it to its optimum potential, its capacity, so that transcendence can be smooth rather than when you die. Haven't done a good job of blessing your body? Okay. It's a rough departure as opposed to a smooth departure or a smooth cohabitation. There we are. All right. So it's an interesting thing to contemplate. It's worthy of your time. Creation is in creator, and creator is in creation. You're in creator. You're in creation. And everything in you is in creator and creation. And you. And you have the opportunity to stop injuring your creation gift, i.e. body, and bring it to its potential. Is that what transmuting is about? Bringing it to its potential, witnessing its something of God rather than something in the way. Well, St. John of the Cross had a kind of a rough go of it when he was let's say, on the path towards God. And let's see. What is grace? I asked God. And he said, all that happens. Then he added, when I looked perplexed, could not lovers say that every moment in their beloved's arms was grace? Existence is my arms. Though I will understand how one can turn away from me until the heart has wisdom. Development. Once I said to God, how do you teach us? And he replied, if you were playing chess with someone who had infinite power and infinite knowledge and wanted to make you a master of the game, where would all the chess pieces be at every moment? Indeed, not only were he wanted where he wanted them, but where all were best for your development. And that is every situation in one's life. Oh, St. John of the Cross, how clever of you. Arrogance. The weight of arrogance is such that no bird can fly carrying it. And the man who feels superior to others, that man cannot dance. The real dance, when the soul takes God into its arms and you both fall onto your knees in gratitude, a blessed gratitude for life. Well, food for contemplation. We do like eating, don't we? Well, first grade is hard to get through.